Has COVID-19 ruined your family's vacation plans?
I gotta tell you, I feel like we're on a road or a vacation to nowhere.
And this is Chick to Chick.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Spotacular Escapes in Mechanicsburg. You know, vacation to nowhere could actually be somewhere right in your backyard. A lot of us are looking for an escape and may not realize that there is a getaway close to home. That's where Spotacular Escapes comes in. It's all in the name. With a wide array of massage and body treatment options, the experts at Spotacular Escapes are here to help you escape. Journey with us to your best self.
I love that. You can escape and go on a little vacation in your own backyard. I love it there. The staff is so friendly. I love all of their services. It is a great little getaway in your own backyard. Carrie, this has been a tough year. So many reasons why. And now we're dealing with vacation. So many families are disappointed that they couldn't get away. Places that they had planned to go to, they can no longer travel to. And people are going, now what do we do? Where do we go? What do? We need to get away.
Yeah, and along with that comes the concerns of how are things going to go? What are the logistics? Can you cancel things? Is everything going to be okay whenever you get where you're going? And that's why we need an expert to help us navigate all of these new travel rules.
Our guest today is Jennifer Fagan. She is with Boscov's Travel. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer, this has been just an insane year. So let's get right to it. Where can you go and where can't you go to take your family on a vacation?
Well, I'll start by saying whatever I say, don't hold me to it because it could change in the morning. But right now, there are lots of places that we can actually travel to. Some in the Caribbean, Mexico, obviously domestically. There are a lot of things you need to know, though, before you go to any of these places because it's not quite like it used to be.
All right. Now, where can't you go?
Yeah.
Is so you're completely off limits?
Much larger list. So most of Europe, pretty much all of Europe right now, hopefully that'll change soon. Croatia is allowing people, but you have to, again, there's some limitations. You have to have a negative test that's 48 hours old from swabbing. So that one's a challenge. And you almost need to be tested on the plane on the way over. Can't go to Canada, even though it's just right there. Cannot enter Mexico over the border, but we can fly in. And then, of course, as I said before, that we could travel domestically. Well, there are some places we can't go domestically, at least not without 14-day quarantine periods or testing. So sometimes they're on both lists.
I know it's very precarious, and I think we're just talking about whether it's you're driving or you're flying, but what about the alternatives? And that would be a lot of people were going on cruises. Is there anything going on there?
Not right now. So but the cruise industry is working very hard to be ready when the go-ahead is given. They're definitely still booking, and we're booking a lot of them into 2021, even 2022 for some brands. And for some folks, that's just where their comfort zone is.
Now, we briefly talked about the airlines. Let's get back to that. What has changed? What are airlines doing to accommodate passengers? And what about this whole thing with social distancing on a plane? That freaks me out that I'm going to be sitting 3 inches next to somebody.
Yes, this is complicated. And it's hard to say airlines because each one may be doing something different. Some of the airlines are still practicing the social distancing. Of course, what we're seeing in some news venues is not showing that. And they are saying, no, on all planes, we're not practicing this. We are selling more to capacity. If you're not comfortable with that, in some cases, the airlines are even reaching out and saying, if you would like to have your flight changed, we can do that. But this plane is sold at capacity and it will be full. Masks must be worn on all flights. They are taking people off planes. You can't just say, I have a medical condition and I can't wear a mask. You're going to have to prove it. And I don't know if that crosses any lines, but they're just not fooling around when it comes to this stuff. They're boarding the planes from the back forward, so we're coming in less contact with people. They're sanitizing them at higher levels. They've changed the filtration systems on the flights. They're really doing everything they can to make folks feel safe enough to fly again.
And what about the change fee? You know,
so
a big issue.
It is. But what we have to be really careful with is to pay attention to each individual airline and to see what they're currently accommodating. Before we spoke, I did a little look and checked United. Right now, it says that, yes, if you book between now and a few days from now, there's no change fee. But unless they extend that going into next month, there could be fees associated with your purchase. So don't just say this is what they've been doing because you don't know what's coming ahead. You need to pay attention before you click purchase. All the better work with someone like me or at a different Boscaw's office or an accredited travel agent, someone who can make sure that you're going to be taken care of.
Yeah, that is smart. Everything is ever changing. So what about hotel versus Airbnb? What's going on with those?
So it's hard for me to speak to Airbnbs or VRBOs because we don't, as an industry, traditionally sell those for multiple reasons, mostly liability. Hotels have a different level of protection, and what we get from them are reports on what they're doing. We know what their levels of sanitation are projected to be. Now, you know, I can't say that there isn't a failing here or a failing there, but we know what they're putting in is their policies. They're going to be cleaning their public areas more. They are mandating masks in their brands. So even if you're in a state where they're saying, you know, the governor says, I don't care if you wear a mask, that brand is saying, you want to come into our hotel, you're going to wear a mask in a public area. The brands are doing that. They're cleaning frequently touched items with much more frequency and diligence. So that fear of the remote control, you know, bringing your own plastic bag to stick it into to use it, not a bad idea. But you can feel a little bit better knowing that they're going above and beyond. Again, they're a lot of these non-refundable fees have gone away. You can cancel up until sometimes the day before or even the day of, depending on the brand. Again, pay attention to what you're doing. With something like a VRBO or an Airbnb, your relationship is not with those brands I mentioned. It's with an individual owner. Mm-hmm. And you have to be very, very careful and diligent. You can't say, oh, well, I was looking and then I switched to a different house. It may not have the same policies as the one you looked at before. Make sure that you're very careful if you're going to step into an agreement like that.
Yeah, ask a lot of questions. I also find this to be another challenge too, that you can travel to a particular state, but then once you get back to Pennsylvania, you're supposed to self-quarantine. But now there's a new wrinkle that so many states are saying, hey, if you come here, you've got to self-quarantine first for 14 days or get a negative test and come in that you had a test that you were negative within the last 72 hours. Who is monitoring all of this? And where do you get these tests that you're going to get a result within 72 hours?
That's what I want to know.
That's a great question. So my understanding, you know, obviously every state's going to be a little bit different. By the way, Hawaii is one where you have mandatory 14-day quarantine. There is no testing to get around that. If you want to go to Hawaii, you better have a lot of weeks of vacation in order to do that, at least right now. The other states where they're doing you need to quarantine or demonstrate a test, for example, Maine. If you are arriving in Maine and you go to check in at your hotel, you're asked to sign something to confirm that you had the test. Or not, they're not asking that you show them the test, and that may not be the same from state to state. I only know specifically about Maine, as I know someone who was recently there. They had to sign off and say, yes, they'd had a negative test in the last 72 hours. Some states, there's an associated fine if it's discovered you haven't had the test because now you've come down ill. And I also discovered in a little bit of research today, it's not just state regulations. There are cities that have different mandates. Chicago has a higher mandate than the state of Illinois. I didn't get much further than that, but they have restrictions in place that you can't, if you're coming from particular states that have higher incidence, they want you to demonstrate a negative COVID test, even though the state did not mandate that.
Hmm. Jennifer, Flora, I don't know about you girls, but I'm thinking it's staycation 2020 and hopefully get out of Dodge in 21. I don't know.
Is it easier, Jennifer, to just say, you know what, this is too much. Let's just
forget about it.
Stay home or, you know, explore things in your own home state. It's so confusing and so convoluted. Yeah. And then what if you get somewhere and everything's closed? Is this the year for staycation and then just focus on 2021?
All that you're saying is very true, but it's definitely a personal decision. I've got folks traveling this year and I will support that. I will make sure that I verify their flights and their entry and all the things that they need to have done before they travel. And, you know, some of us just need to get away. It's a mental health need. You know, if you're not going to travel this year and you do want to look to 2021, we're ready to help you with that as well.
All right. Oh, that's good stuff, Jennifer. Thank you.
So great information. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
My pleasure.
Jennifer has a good point. We do need a mental break. And for a lot of people, vacation, that's their mental break. Hey, I'm going to come to your house for my mental break.
Are you insane? Why in the world would you come to my house? That's crazy.
You know what? You got a good point there. It's insane over there. You got all these kids running around. You got all these dogs running around. I got a better idea. Nix that. And you come to my house.
Now you're talking.
Wait, ready? Listen, do you hear that?
I don't know what that noise is.
It's very quiet over here.
Well, then I am coming to you, girl. Hey, listen, if you love what we're chirping about, you can always find us all over social media. And better yet, if you have something that you want to hear from us, just go to chicktochick.com and click on contact. And you can send us any kind of message and let us know what you want us to chirp about. So until then, when we are back at our next podcast to chirp about something else.